What is up, everybody? My name is John Sparks. I am your host for Sparks of the Paranormal. And I want to say a huge thank you to everybody out there that's been showing love and support on the Instagram, the Facebook page, all the podcasting platforms. You guys freaking rock, man. Seriously, thank you so much. And I think we're all really enjoying this journey together as we learn more about UFOs, cryptids, spirits, ghosts, demons, everything that goes bump in the night. And if you guys want to support the show, guess what? I just dropped merch. That's right. If you go to the Instagram page or you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link there. It's going to get you some sweet, sweet paranormal swag. Maybe some dope hats, some wicked sweet t-shirts, maybe even a bandana for your paranormal pup. That's right. Grab a bandana, slap it on that pup. I want to see a picture on Instagram. With that being said, grab a seat, kids. Get ready, because it's about to get crazy on a brand new episode of Sparks of the Paranormal. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Sparks of the Paranormal. I am your host, John Sparks. I want to say a huge thank you to everybody who listened to our last episode with Miss Lyndia Johnson. That was a great episode. If you guys want knowledge and want to learn about proper investigation techniques, go and listen to that episode. And hang on, because next week is going to be another banger. We're going to have another great episode. But today, I'm so stoked about this. Found this guy on Instagram. He has spent most of his life, pretty much since he could walk, since he could talk, since he could move and waddle, just deep in cryptid research. And guys, that's probably like 25 years, which is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Bigfoot Anonymous, a.k.a. Connor Flynn. Connor, how are you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I'm honored to be here, and we've already been chopping up for a little bit. And yeah, man, we're already friends. We're cut from the same cloth. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, dude, it's super exciting. I'm glad to have you on here. You listen to the episodes. Obviously, I love ghost stuff, but always in my heart is cryptids. Always. You know, from just a young kid, there's always been something that's made me go, what if? What if? I wonder if they're out there. Has it been like that for you?
100%, man. Vampires, werewolves, sea creatures, and of course, my favorite, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, you gotta love him. And you know, we were talking about it earlier that, you know, we believe that like there's so many subspecies. It's like people. You know, you go to different parts of the world, you're gonna find, you know, you go to Asia, you're gonna find, you know, people of Asian descent. If you go to Africa, you're gonna find, you know, people of African descent. You know, here in America, you're gonna find this. It's always the same, so it seems, with Sasquatch.
Yup. There are so many different types across the world. In Vietnam, they have the rock apes. In Australia, they have the Yowie. In the Himalayas, they have the Yeti. In China, they have the Yeren. Down here in Florida, we have the skunk ape. Up in Ohio, where I'm from, the grass man. And of course, just Sasquatch, Wendigo. You know, he's called many different things. And of course, the Wendigo takes many different forms as well. But yeah, it all started with Sasquatch, or it all started with Bigfoot. And then, you know, at first I thought that was just Sasquatch, but then I realized it branched into so much more. There is Frogmen, Lizardmen, the Gill Man from the Creature from the Black Lagoon. There's the Mothman down in Point Pleasant. You know, there's so many different types of these creatures that it's crazy that they're among us out here still existing and still under wrap.
Yeah. So with your growing up there in Ohio, what was it? What, there had to be a moment that you were like, maybe Bigfoot is real. What was that moment?
Well, there was definitely a couple encounters that I happened firsthand down in my grandparents' farm. Like my grandpa, he was a military guy, married my grandma, who comes from Cree blood, so there's always a lot of legends and just stories. But he's a lifelong hunter and fisherman, so he always had me out attached to his hip. There's one good picture of me as a little kid on a hay bale, just pointing out, and I always, one of the captions, like, there's a Bigfoot, you know. It's just, it's always been in my blood. But back in the day when we would hunt, we had to hike for miles upon miles in the weeks above it, you know, just trekking our routes. And I was with my little buddy, Jake Jake, and I was going to say his last name, but don't want to put him too much on the map. And because you know, the men in black are real. And I, you know, they're listening right now. So, hey, guys, you know, this is probably going to be nothing new, but maybe you guys can learn something, too.
Everybody say hi to your FBI agent.
Yup. But me and my buddy Jake were hiking through our yard with our my dog, Seiko, and then my grandpa's two blue heelers, Shep and Joey. And then after our hike, we didn't really encounter anything or feel anything too strange. We've walked it a million times, so it was nothing new. But we were just laying under our treehouse. It was kind of like a treehouse slash tree fort. Tree stand that my uncles would use, but it was mostly for us grandchildren. My grandpa built it when we were younger, and it's really high up in the trees. We were just laying on the bank, and my dog started going crazy, like growling, running around, and this little bear cat, like I don't think it was a Bigfoot, but now that I've heard like dog man encounters and heard werebears, and there's a lot more out there than just panthers and coyotes. It was some kind of creature, and it jumped on top of us, and we ran away, and it attacked the dogs, and the dogs just barked at it for a while. We got away.
Yeah.
But we told the grandparents, and they didn't think anything of it. I knew my grandpa knew of creatures out there because he would send my uncle out there with us a few times, just because we went for miles. And I was just talking to Jake on the phone, you know, telling him I'm on the episode, and you know, just really hyping each other up, you know. And he's like, "Yeah, man, that thing was as big as as Seiko." And Seiko was a black lab.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was talking to him. I'm like, "Dude, it could have been like a feral cat, like a giant feral cat." He's like, "Dude, it was as big as your black lab." So I don't know what it was, but we think it may have been like a juvenile dogman, juvenile Bigfoot. But I honestly think like Bigfoot, like Sasquatch is, you know, the real human being. And it was not a human. It was more of like an animal creature.
Yeah.
But that definitely started raising our eyebrows. And then, of course, that's the Bigfoot, first Bigfoot encounter. But the first real cryptid encounter or stories was the Lake Erie Monster. And that was when we were out on the boat on Lake Erie just fishing. And I always heard stories of the serpent, Bessie, South Bay Bessie. And she's a plesiosaur, like Loch Ness. Nessie and like Champ, you know. And there's been thousands of sightings over the years. Going into the 1800s, 60 guys on two ships witnessed two creatures near Toledo fighting, 30-foot, 60-foot creatures,
Jesus.
Like serpent-like snakes fighting. And 60 people witnessed it. So clearly there are large creatures in the water, and we would go tubing, and I would hate it. I love tubing so much, but when you fall off, the boat has to go all the way around and pick you up. Like, and when it's fresh water, you don't care how deep it is, you just go, you know. So I could have been in like 80 feet of water, you know, four Lake Erie monsters below, and I'm just waiting for the boat, you know. I always hated that. Like, I loved it, but I hated it.
Yeah.
And and now, if I did it, I would be 10 times more scared. Like, I'm tougher than I was a kid, but now I'm just aware that, dude, there's stuff out there. There's stuff going on. Like, I'm like a little scaredy cat in a way now, but I'm just like, I like prepare for things, you know?
No, you just wake up smarter every day. That's all it is, you know? And sadly, with knowledge comes a decent dose of fear.
For sure. I listen to podcasts and storytelling all night and day, you know, and every new day I'm just scared of something new. But more, I'm scared of it, but I'm so attracted to it, like magnetized to it, because like I was telling you earlier, like, dude, there is stuff that's still unknown. There is secrets in this universe, and it's our responsibility to go out and get it. You know, all the people we learned about, those were all like kind of made up stories. It's up to us to go out there and just live and find this and go in caves and, you know, camp at night and see what's out there after midnight, you know, like
exactly.
It's up to us, you know, and that's what's so important about even just us chopping it up right here just on a simple Wednesday night. Like, this message could live forever. And, like, you know, it's not even about me and you. It's about what's going on outside.
Exactly.
Know?
It's the knowledge. You know, you've got to constantly. My number one rule with myself every day is to find a new piece of information. You know, you want to wake up smarter the next day, because the smarter you are, the less people can get over on you, and the more research you do. I don't know, it's just like I 100% believe there's no such thing as an expert in any field, but the more knowledge you have, say like this, you and I just talking here, we've both got two different doses of knowledge coming together. We're both going to learn something tonight.
Right. It's a true collaboration that only me and you can create. Heck yeah. Let's get after it, you know?
Yeah. So you have theories about Bigfoot and Sasquatch and the Owie and the Aaron and all of these species. What is your main theory about where they come from?
I believe they are the true ancient man of Earth. I believe they are the true beings of this world. They exist pretty much everywhere on every continent. They definitely reside in caves and dense forests right now.
Yeah.
But there are, honestly, what I get people, this one gets them off right here. There are more of them than there are of us. That's what I say, because human beings, you know, we can go maybe 200 feet down, maybe 700 feet high, skyscraper, 900 feet. Come on. They have caves for miles, miles upon miles, you know, and then all the dense forest land that, you know, they're hiding on maps. Like, there's so much land out there, and then all the labyrinths below us, you know?
Well, and I can completely agree on that, because if you remember the episode of Thomas, you know, he's got all of that land out there in Texas, and how long did he live there before he found that, what he called Bigfoot Island, that was literally on his own property?
Right,
you know,
right.
And there's
Bigfoot
out there.
I thought that was so fascinating that he would go out there and... I want to talk to him firsthand too. We'll have to do a three-way interview one time, and I'll just chop it up.
And I know he would thoroughly enjoy it. But so you're talking about the original man, and I want to take this. I want to go back to school real quick, and then I'm going to take it biblical on you. So.
Yes.
If you remember back in school, we learned about the Australopithecus, that little 4'5" hairy creature that was found in Africa.
Yep.
So. If we go look at the Bible, do you remember Esau?
Oh, yeah.
What did Esau mean? It meant hairy man. And back then, people were a lot shorter. So who's to say that that is not a member of the family of Esau? Who's to say that they didn't branch off? And what we're experiencing now is just an extension of the family of Esau.
I agree, because Esau was covered in red fur and preferred to hunt venison. What does
exactly.
that sound like to me?
A wild
man, a Bigfoot, a Sasquatch, you know?
And that makes me think of the camper footage with that thing being the old Sasquatch dragging deer carcasses across the road.
Yep, I remember that one. And there's multiple footage, like Independence Day footage with the mother and the child Bigfoot. It seems so human-like with its appearance and with its just feelings, you know, the way the body moves and is protective over the children.
Yeah.
They are more human than us.
Yeah. I honestly feel like it's cousins is what it is. You know, we are family adjacent. That's just all it is. And missing link, I don't think so. I think it's just an understood link. Or it's a misunderstood link. That's all it is to me.
Vietnam rock apes, those ones are about 4 feet tall as well.
Exactly.
And then some yowies. There's two type of yowie in Australia. There's big towering ones, like 12 feet tall.
Yep.
And then there's the 4 feet tall ones. So I'm very interested in these small species too, kind of like hobbit type creatures. Because Middle Earth, the Hobbit, Game of Thrones.
It's
kind of
crazy
like,
that it's all
that
happening where all that was
in
filmed.
Reality. And people get crazy, you know, think I'm crazy, but I'm like, dude, every movie is based on a true story.
Yeah.
but yeah, honestly, I think Bigfoot is the ancient man. And I don't know if you've read like giant giant bone discovery newspaper articles. There's cool Instagram page that posts them. It's like Giants of Ancient America. But there's over 800 newspaper articles from different countries, different decades, different newspapers, different parts of the newspaper, you know, front page, back page. It's all just news from discoveries when they were excavating. Well, mostly in America, when they were building roads and building buildings, they found giant bones pretty much in every state. Ohio was one of the main ones, and then New York, Giants, you know, San Francisco, Giants, Tennessee, Titans. Like, all sports teams are not just named randomly. The Lake Erie Monsters, you know, it's a hockey team. It's the cryptid, you know. The truth is right in our face sometimes, you know. Yeah. But there's 800 newspaper articles that have been discovered, you know. There's probably thousands more, but they clearly state that giant skeletons have been found, and they're in sitting positions, and they're covered in bronze and next to gems, and they're very specific, you know. And some are just summaries, you know, but some are very specific, and they're very authentic, and they had nothing to prove. They were just news back in the day. And you know, in the 50s and the 60s, when there was a wave of knowledge that just got swept under the rug, the Smithsonian started, you know, discarding of some of these skeletons. And like the Lovelock Giants, there used to be a museum out in California that displayed these giant skulls. Just crazy that there were actually skeletons, you know. And and when people say there's no proof, it's like, wow, there's DNA, there's footprints, there's thousands upon thousands of sightings every year from credible people, police officers, military, doctors, loggers, truckers.
Yeah.
Pretty much every profession has,
these guys,
you know,
are seeing out there.
Firemen too. That's another one. Sorry to cut you off. But firemen, like the Mount St. Helens volcano, they recovered a bunch of bodies. And out in Arizona, when they have these fires, there's so many reports. You just have to be on the right waves and you hear them, you know. But they're not going to be on Fox 8 News and CNN. And Hillary Clinton mentioned the Nephilim.
Well, and what's crazy is when you think about giants and things like that. Once again, I'm going to take it biblical. I mean, they're literally, when they were like wandering in the desert, we don't want to go over there, there are giants. And you know, then we'll take it even further back into the Bible, and we'll talk about the flooding. Now, when the flooding happened, I believe that when the waters receded, that is how Pangaea was formed. Meaning, to me, and this is just my own, you know, translation of what I read and what I've studied, is that, you know, when Pangaea broke apart and the waters receded from the flood, obviously everyone was split up. That's just how it happened. Everybody got split up. So with giants in all of these lands, obviously here we are. It's just gonna happen. It's the same thing with different species of animals. They all rooted back to one animal, you know. And I believe that it's God's divine power that allows for evolution to happen, and that's why all of these different, you know, mutations started to come along. That's the reason that there was, you know, the tiger dogs and all of these other things, is because to modify themselves to not only the climate, but the terrain, the food that was available. I believe this is just natural, and it all comes back to Pangaea and the flooding. And when everything broke apart, that's the reason that you're finding all of these different things in different parts. And I believe it's the same thing with Sasquatch and Bigfoot. 100%. I think that's how it happened. It's just an adaptation.
I agree. I'm obsessed with the flood as well. I'm big on heaven being real. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Like, all that says to me is God created heaven. Like, he showed his handiwork. Like, you don't show your handiwork on a metaphor. Like, I believe heaven's a physical place.
Exactly.
And of course we go there only in spirit form, you know. But the fact that heaven, you know, heaven's a spiritual, a real physical place, you know, guess what else is? Hell, of course. But, you know, we're right here in the middle, you know, and it's awesome. And all we can do is search, you know, search. You're clearly, you know, a man of faith and a man of just a creation, you know. You have a great appreciation for what's out there, the skies, you know.
Yeah.
And look at the moon, look at the sun. And then us, you know, and it's just, it's existence, and it's a beautiful thing. And the Nephilim, Have you read the Book of Enoch? Are you familiar
with
that?
I have. That is and honestly, I'm actually a little irritated at the fact that they're like, no, these were just dreams. And I'm like, you know, God speaks through anything. But anyway, I just think it's a little absurd that it's not in the Bible because somebody decided, okay, I'm not listening to you.
Because it's too much truth, you know? That's what it is. It's too much truth.
Exactly.
There's giants, there's leviathans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of theories on that. But I want to talk about, you mentioned to me something, you know, the Loveland Frogman. What, yep. What is the story behind that?
This guy was driving late night, and I forget what his profession was, but it was something pretty credible. But he was driving late night, and he peered off to his right on the side of the road, and he saw like four of these figures about 4 feet tall, and they were like lizard type creatures, but they were frog like, and they were running on two legs. And there's a picture snapped of them, and you can't really tell, you know. But there's many different takes on the story, that they're reptilians, that they were aliens, like just green aliens, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that they were like crawlers, like from The Descent.
Yeah.
The things that live in the caves,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Basically like you know, the skinwalker, the rake, kind of like the humanoid creature, translucent skin. But I honestly don't know what he saw, and that goes right back to Bigfoot. You know, Bigfoot started as Bigfoot started as Sasquatch, but then it just went on to Wolfman, Gillman, Mantis Man, the Frogman, and like you were talking about earlier, the South Carolina Lizard Man.
Yeah, like that. It's just crazy to me. I mean, you know, these stories are coming out, and I'm not saying they're not real. I'm not saying they're not legitimate. I'm just saying the only thing that I've seen of the South Carolina Lizard Man is one photo that's pretty blurry. They're claiming he's right there. Somebody circled it, and I'm like, I mean, honestly, if we're looking at a photo that old, my mind immediately goes to matrixing, and you are finding something in a photo that isn't there. Is it real? I don't know.
Yeah, photographs, like, that. People always ask me about Bigfoot, oh, show me a photograph, and I'll show them the famous picture of Patty, you know,
yeah.
And that's clear as day, and Disney already came out and said they couldn't recreate a costume back in the day. They couldn't even recreate a costume now to look like that. You know, that's
exactly.
An 800-pound creature with muscles, you know?
Yeah.
You can't recreate that, and, but yeah, there's so many photographs, there's so many pictures, but everybody just says fake this, fake that, you know. So I'm like Steve from How to Hunt. When, with pictures, it's like it's cool to look at, but it's nothing, you know. Just because people will always just say it's photoshopped or anything, like,
well, yeah,
it's crazy.
And that goes back to that conversation with Thomas. You can sit in a chair all day and speculate, or you can get off your butt, boots on the ground, and prove that it isn't real, or prove that it is. You know,
right.
Don't sit there and speculate. Get out and find out. I want to know if you think that we're doing it wrong, go do it better. Everybody's got a different way of doing something. If you think you can do it, do it. I'm not saying you can't. Get out and do it.
Right. And I catch a lot of flack because, you know, I'm pretty out there with my beliefs, and I work at a fishing store, and we sell comic books. So of course I talk to some goofy characters,
yeah.
You know, and then I start going off about Bigfoot and ghosts and haunted bridges, and I have long hair, you know, they think I'm crazy. But what's funny is, you know, I'm actually like, I care about this stuff more than they care about whatever they care about the most, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's silly that I'm a crazy guy to them, but actually I'm somewhat well-read, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny. And then, you know, recently, I don't know if you saw the video, but my buddy Ronnie, who I really compare to your buddy from the first episode too, because, you know, he's like an OG and has a lot of information and takes me out hiking and tells me all the urban legends. But
yeah.
He always told me that he had a bone from a giant. And, you know, I believed him, of course, but, you know, things happen. He went to Korea for war. Well, he was in the military. He went to Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So he's been all around the world. So I don't really expect him to have something from his childhood. But a couple days ago, like 2 weeks ago, he came up to my work and brought the giant bone. And I held it in my hand, and I made a video and put it on Bigfoot Anonymous and,
yeah.
And everything, and compared it to my thumb bone. It's the first metacarpal bone of your thumb, and it's about twice as big as my complete
it's
thumb. So
huge.
It's a giant being.
Yeah.
And even in the last 10 days, I've been harassed about that. You know, people told me it was a dog bone. People told me it was fake. And it's like, man, it's a giant bone.
It looks like,
you know,
the
like,
bone
that
is your thumb.
I'm sorry to break it, but it is. Now let's go from here, you know?
Yeah. So that's crazy because, you know, like I said, it looks just like the bone that would be in your thumb. Like, it's just like... I'm not going to speculate who it came from, what it came from, anything like that. I will simply say this. It's nuts. It's nuts that thing exists, and it's clearly a thumb bone. But, you know, we've been talking about all kinds of stuff here tonight, and I got to know, what is your favorite experience that you've had hunting for Sasquatch? Where was it? Was it in Ohio? Was it looking for the skunk ape down in Florida? What is your favorite moment while hunting?
Yeah, it was definitely down here in Florida hunting for the skunk ape, and more specifically, the Ochizi Pond wild man. In the 1800s, here at Ochizi Pond, about 15 minutes from my house, a wild man was causing ruckus in a little village, and a group had to hunt him down, and they captured him, and they took him to a hospital, Chattahoochee Hospital, right here in town, and all the locals know it, and they thought he was an insane patient, you know, an escaped lunatic, and they kept him at the hospital for like 3 years, and he ended up dying, but, you know, of course, the pond is still, you know, the Florida swamp, so of course, it is dense with alligators and strange creatures. But we go out there and hike, but we were at this place called Bellamy Bridge, and it's right by Mariana, Florida. It's one of the most haunted bridges in Florida, and there's a couple documentaries on Amazon Prime about it, about this lady. The legend is she caught on fire, and she fell in the river to put the fire out, but she ended up dying on her wedding day. You know, she caught fire on her wedding dress. Real crazy graphic story. But I think the true story is she died of malaria, and then the baby died of malaria, and then the husband ended up killing himself. So it was still tragic.
Yeah.
But you can go out to the bridge, and you can see her a light, and you know, it's very, the whole place is very spiritual, and it's an adventure. You know,
yeah.
People
yeah.
take their EVP machines out there and take crazy photos. But we usually go out there on eclipses and like full moons and just weird times, like Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And fun times, you know. And mm-hmm. me and Ronnie went out there recently, military veteran, and we were out there, and I had my GoPro, and I got a loud hoot on one of the videos, and it's really cool, and a lot of people of course will say it's just an owl, but I'm out there all the time, and when owls are hooting, you hear hundreds of hoots through the night. This was one loud hoot, and that was it. And then about 20 minutes later, a huge tree, like about 15 meters from us, crashed down, and I was terrified. Like, because I just had a knife, and a knife is not going to stop you from anything, because I'm big on the missing 411 cases. Like, people are vanishing at alarming rates at dense areas, and I'm well read on it, and I know it's a very well thing, so I know it's a possibility. So I get in these things in my head. I'm like, oh my God, they're surrounding us. Like, it's going.
Yeah.
But really, when that tree crashed down, Ronnie grabbed his gun, and he sensed danger. And he's been in war, you know, and he said this was far beyond what he's seen. And we didn't see anything. We didn't, you know, nothing firsthand, but we could feel it. And we didn't stick around much longer, just because you could feel it in the air that you were just unwanted. And it just felt, it was just so crazy. And one, that was like Bigfoot wise, you know, just being ran out. But the exploration before that was right after Hurricane Michael, and there was no trail. And it was the very first time I ever been out there. Mm. And we didn't even make it to the bridge because it was Hurricane Michael, the worst Category 5 hurricane, never make landfall, killed like 70 people. It was really bad. It messed up my trailer and really damaged my mom's property right after she moved down here. It was tragic times, and I'm still reminded of it every day with these sideways trees. But the trail was completely demolished, and every time you try to go around a tree, you get a little off trail. And it was a really thrown together thing after work, so I didn't eat eat well. I didn't drink Gatorade. I didn't drink Pedialytes all day like I should. And I have, like, really bad dehydration. And yeah. I umpire, and I, like, get woozy out there in the sun. And I knew it was bad, but I can't say no to an adventure, you know? And
yeah.
If I'm woozy, then that's part of it, you know? But we ended up getting lost out there, and the flashlight died, and we got turned around, and it was raining, and we were stranded out there for like 3 hours. And I really believed that we were going to stay the night out there, and I was like dreading that, like, but also preparing for that too. I was like, okay, what do we realistically have to do, you know? And we wouldn't have been able to start a fire or anything. We would have just had been to huddle together and stay safe, you know, try not to get bit by a poisonous snake and try not to piss off the skunk ape, you know? I was really badly dehydrated and turned around, and we ended up making it back, but I got pulled over that night for going past the yellow line because I was avoiding debris from the hurricane on a side street, and I'm like shivering, and the police pulled me out of the car and they thought I was drunk, and I'm like, no sir, I was just stranded in the woods. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, there's like an Embellmy Bridge. And like when I said it, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, because I didn't know like if there was rules about like trespassing after dark or anything.
Yeah.
But they ended up letting me go, but it was just really crazy turn of events that I ended up getting pulled over after like escaping, like, you know, my one of the scarier moments, just being stranded and dehydrated. And that was the worst part was just no water, you know, and just very poorly executed plans. And now everything is like over planned and just really mapped out. And that's what I try to stress to people, is just there are monsters. Like, monsters are real. Like, even the cougar. Did you watch that cougar video?
Oh, that guy, dude, that was nuts.
Like,
that's just six minutes.
That's a mountain lion, you know. Those are monsters. But those are out there, you know. Like, we need to be safe. We need to be informed, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, I 100% agree with you. So, guys, let's just, if you guys are listening in right now and you're like, I want to go squatching, be smart, over prepare. If you think you may need a bottle of water, take three. You know, if you're like, oh, I just need a power bar, take three. You know, let's be wise here. Let's be smart. Because I know, like, just living up where I live, I know, like, what was it, maybe two nights ago, I was coming home from work, and just a pack of coyotes at the bottom of the hill. And I got in, and I said to the people I live with, I said, hey, we're not taking the dogs out tonight, and if you do, make sure you're armed. There's, you know, like four or five coyotes at the bottom of the mountain, and that's only like a mile and a half from where I live. So it's just one of those things. You hear them all the time. You know, what else is out there? There could be a squatch in these mountains here. We don't know. I live smack dab between the Blue Ridge and the Appalachians. So, like, this area is known for that kind of thing. So if I'm ever going to go squatch, you darn tootin', I'm going to be taking the things that I need to take to make sure that I live through this.
100%.
And a knife? a knife ain't going to cut it against a 600-pound squatch. Like,
yeah, definitely not. It's not going to do it. Like, honestly, if he's taking me away and I sense that he's about to eat me alive, I might just cut my... I don't know. I might just stab myself in my neck or something. I don't know. Like, that
perform
would be
a little
mercy,
hiri-kiri,
you know?
On the action. Like, I get that. And it's just one of those things. Guys, you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful. Because you're not going to find Sasquatch walking through Times Square. You know, you're going to have to go out. You're going to have to go to places that...
Dense woods.
Exactly. Places that people don't normally go. Like, I'm not going to go to well-known travel spots, even if they are a hike to get there, because chances are, old boy ain't coming around.
Hey, they'll surprise you, though. You know, there's so many reports of them coming right up to people's windows on their trailers. And
yeah.
There's great footage, or there was footage. It was 10 minutes of footage of this guy, of a Bigfoot looking in a window. And now they just have screenshots of it. But there's literally, like, 10 shots of it, like, direct on his face.
That's crazy.
I think Squatch Me Now posted a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. Like, the footage is out there. Like, if you want to see what a Sasquatch looks like, just Google it. Like, it's out there.
Yeah, I mean... You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, I still have a bit of what I call plausible skepticism, because as somebody who has seen all of this stuff, obviously I take it with a grain of salt, because I know how many people are out there even just faking UFO videos, faking paranormal ghost hunting videos and photos and stuff like that. I don't know what's real. So it's one of those things where, guys, look close. If it makes sense that it is faked, pay attention, you know?
Right.
But there are things that you are going to see, like the original footage, what was that? Oh my God, I can't think of the name of it.
The Patterson Gimlin.
And that is obvious that is not faked. Those arms are jacked and that skin is moving over muscle. It is not a dude in a suit, and if it is, homeboy's got to be like 500 pounds and solid muscle.
Yeah, so, no, that's a female Sasquatch. You can see her breasts.
Exactly. So pay attention to what you're looking at, guys.
And, 100%. Their job is just to put out fake information and fake videos just to take away from the authentic stuff. So that's what's sad. There's a real war going on against the truth. And there's a real war going on inside the community even. Even on the Patterson and Gimlin footage, there is, you know, conspiracies about it that being a massacre, you know, that the Patterson and Gimlin both went out there with a team and they ended up killing 5 Sasquatch and they shot Patty down and they buried her baby and they dug under. And MK Davis, he's a great analyst and well known in the Bigfoot world. He broke it down. He found pools of blood and unseen footage. And Bobby Short, she wrote a few books and she was killed for the information that she knew. But it's some of us came to light the past few months, you know, that even the most famous Bigfoot footage has a conspiracy behind it. Like it wasn't just two cowboys found Patty in the woods. No, this was very well calculated. This was reported. They were logging that area. They were sent there to get rid of them. And it's crazy. That the number one footage still has a conspiracy over it, you know. And most people don't know.
It's one of those things, like, you know, you've got to do your own research. Do not take anybody's word, you know, for, you know, gospel. Do your own research. You know, the point of everything in this life is to come to your own conclusions. Do not stick to what somebody has told you. Go out and do the research. You know, we were talking earlier about how in an area of North Carolina, there was a guy that was hunting for Sasquatches with Zagnut bars. You can go out and do that. Find out if it's real. Don't take it as gospel. Test it yourself. Right. Do not take somebody's word for gospel, guys. Go and do your own research. Find your own information. Have your own thoughts. Have your own brain.
That's 100%. Because if someone else is going to shape your thoughts, they have an agenda. And most of the people that have control, like you were talking about earlier, controlling the media, the music we listen to, the newspaper our parents read, like even this election stuff. Like, we can't even watch a YouTube video anymore without getting bombarded with some BS, you know,
just
on both
ads.
Sides.
It's honestly just the donkey or the elephant.
Like, what side do you want to be on? You know, it's silly. Like, come on, let's be a human. Let's work together. Let's figure this out. Let's ditch the past. Let's ditch the old system that's holding people down. Let's be our soul, you know?
Yeah.
And sadly, I don't think Atlantis can be everywhere, you know? So we got to do the best with what we got, you know, and finding the unknown and creating new art and finding just new music, like creating new tunes. It's just so important just to the human experience, you know?
Yeah. And who's to say, you know, say you're sitting out there in the woods one day and you play a song, just a song. I don't know. Just pick a song. It doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe that tune strikes a Sasquatch and he's like, oh, dip, I'm going to go wander in this camp and see what's going on. Tunes sound good. You know what I mean? You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. That is
curiosity.
The point. That is the point of research. That is the point of investigating, is to go out and find out what is going to work to get the result that you're looking for. If you are looking for Sasquatch, you take the time. You look into it, you get out there, and you put boots on the ground, and you try to make it happen. It's the same thing with the South Carolina Lizard Man, if he's real. It's the same thing with the Wolf Man, if he's real. Beast of Bray Road, we haven't heard from him in a while. It's the same thing. Go out there and test these theories, test these hypotheses, come up with your own. Get out there and make it happen.
I agree. I'm boots in the sand type of guy too. I'm always out here fishing and always out here hiking, and even on my drives to work, you know, I'm staring down all the creeks looking for anything. Like literally every day is like you were saying earlier, just trying to find something new, trying to learn new things. Like every day is an adventure. Every day is a blank slate just to draw on, you know?
Yeah. So get out there and test it, guys. Test it.
100%.
And you know, 100%. Like you were saying, look down these creeks, look down these sloughs, look down these hollers, look everywhere. It may just be a glance, but you may go, hey, that's a spot that I may need to stop and check. You know,
right.
Pull over to the side, drop a pinpoint, leave a note that says, hey, this is the spot I want to take a look.
Right. It starts very simple, man. Just jotting down notes. You know, I have a dream journal. So every time I dream, I have a chance of something new. You know, like I literally look forward to every morning waking up and being like scribbling something in my book, because literally I wish I've dated them, but I've been doing it for like 5 or 6 years now since I've been an adult. And like it's actual research, you know, and it's based on dreams. Who else could do it, you know? It's
yeah.
Like you have the tools in your hands. Why not run with it, you know?
You never know where genius is going to strike. It could be in the dead of night while you're unconscious and you wake up and you go, I didn't even think of that. But somehow the back of my mind pulled that forward and was like, this is an idea of a way to make this happen.
100%. I'm always jotting down stuff and just creating. I'm a musician. I write. I'm working on paranormal book series. I've been a part of musicals. Like, I'm all about creating. So I just look for inspiration in everything. People, the way people dress, the way people talk, the way people use different words. It's amazing. And then it goes on to the whole world, you know, and what are their beliefs, you know? Who are their gods? Who are their weird Leviathan creatures? It's so cool. And, like, the human beings are just tools to knowledge, and the more we converse and talk and chop it up with people, you'll be surprised with what you can find, you know?
And you know, I completely agree. You work in a fishing store. How many times have you had guys that don't even know each other just walk up down the bait aisle and just start talking to each other about things that work, things that don't work, reasons not to use this, here's why you don't go there, you know? It's the same concept.
Yep.
While cryptid hunting or hunting for spirits or UFO hunting, it's the same concept. And that's why I love this. And so I don't know, man. Like, I just...
We're covering a lot of bases.
We are.
Sure.
We are.
We were pretty directed at, you know, just cryptids, and it's just gone everywhere. And that's honestly what it shows. Like, everything is so connected. Like,
it's all
the
connected.
Movies we watch, the legends our parents told us, you know, the military stories we've heard on TV. Like, it's all connected, you know?
Exactly.
Our gods, our monsters, our fears, and our loves. It's all just in a spider web.
And that's 100% true. Like, I remember from a young age, my biological father and his family, they're from down in Alabama. And one of the biggest stories down there, I'm going to bring it back to cryptids, I'm going to bring it back to Bigfoot. And I'm sure you've heard of this guy, the Alabama Booger Monster. And
oh, of course.
He's like 9.5, 10 foot tall, reddish orange hair. And supposedly, my dad was out in the woods just camping one time and had some unexplained things happen, and all he saw was a glimpse of reddish-orange fur, and then it was gone. Like,
your dad may well have encountered the boogeyman, 100%.
Exactly, and it's those stories. It's the conversations that we have with people. If he would have never said it, I don't know when I ever would have found out about it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I would have just thought that Bigfoot was the only thing.
My boss will side-eye me all the time at my shop when I'm talking about Bigfoot and ghosts. But do you know, like, I've done so many interviews on my SoundCloud just of people coming into my store, and then there's no other customers. And I'm like, hey, you know, have you ever encountered anything strange? And they're like, yeah. And then I'm like, hey, could I record it? And, you know, 5 minutes later, I have 4 minutes and 30 seconds of gold of them speaking about Indian mounds, skinwalkers, being tracked by Bigfoot, you know, the Florida skunk ape, two-egg stump jumper. It's like, paranormal is normal. That's exactly what you said earlier.
Yeah,
mysteries are a lot closer than anyone realizes. Like, everybody has a story, you know?
Everybody has a story. And you know, they may not be ready to talk about it, and that's fine. The last thing that you want to do as somebody, as an investigator, is to burn that bridge by pushing. You just keep doing your thing, and eventually they're going to come and be like, listen, you remember when you asked me about that thing? I'm ready to talk about it. And it may blow your freaking mind. It may have a chunk of wisdom in there that you never even thought about. So guys, get out there and talk to each other. You know,
definitely.
The questions. Ask the questions.
I had one guy come into the story. He's not very good at reading and writing. And, you know, I feel bad for him, but he's a great guy. And he spends a lot of money, so he clearly makes a lot of money. So no limitations on anything. You can do anything with any kind of skills.
Yeah.
But he's very shy. And, you know, I'm always talking about Bigfoot and monsters and stuff. And he comes in all the time and is really into anime. And anime is really into, like, fantasy-like creatures, you know? So I small talk, you know, over the months. And I asked him if he had an encounter. And he said, oh, yeah, we have plenty of encounters through our family. And I asked him if he wanted to type them out. Just because the interview process, his sister's always in there. It just didn't seem right just to, like, interview him in my shop. So I was like, yeah, could you just, and I didn't know he couldn't read or write. So I was like, yeah, could you type it out? Maybe I'd love to put it in my book. And he's like, oh, you know, I have trouble reading and writing. I'd rather just talk to you about it. And his sister ended up typing it out and sending me it. But he had a Gnat Man, like flies. He was looking at a pond, and these flies, like, transformed into a man, and it, like, walked away from the swamp. Like, he's pretty far out and has Native American in his blood. So, you know, I believe him. It's just a far out story, but it's crazy that, you know, people that you would never imagine have some of the craziest stories and, like, godlike encounters, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You clearly, you know, are, again, a man of faith and creation. Down here, there's the Garden of Eden Trail.
Yep.
And it's a guy made a documentary, like, 40 or 60 years ago, a long time ago, about it being the actual Garden of Eden. And 27 of the 28 trees in the Bible are in this park.
That's
and
crazy.
Then, gopher wood, which Noah used to build the ark,
yeah,
is also known as Terea. And the only place that Terea grows on this known earth is right here in this park. So it's kind of crazy. And then, in the Bible, it says it's a delta that breaks into four rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only two places in the whole world that are exactly like that. And it's here and in Siberia. And Siberia is cold a lot of the year. And Florida is pretty exotic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's very interesting that the Garden of Eden may have been literally 15 minutes away from here. And then he says that the story may have been, like, just carried over continent to continent. There's a lot, you know, a lot of takes.
Yeah.
But and who knows? It might not be. But it's just so cool that, like, God and our creator is, like, honestly closer than we think. And that's my whole thing with Bigfoot Anonymous. What I'm trying to push is, like, if Bigfoot is real, then what else is? And
exactly.
If Bigfoot is real, then what could he teach us? You know, where does, what bridge is he to? And I think he's a bridge to our creator. You know, he's lived on this earth, you know, the Bigfoot species. There are more of them than there are of us.
Yeah.
And they are found in a way to live and thrive in this world without laws, without police, without unfair politicians, without slavery, without crime. You know, of course there's probably Bigfoot wars and problems within, but I have a feeling they're a little bit connected more to this world than we are. We've drawn a lot of lines, you know,
yeah.
Jersey Shore, and even our favorite sports, you know, it is just blinders to the real truth, you know?
Exactly. And that's a big thing. I mean, they've clearly got it figured out, because, you know, I don't know how long they've been here. I just don't. But if they have access to the world through cave systems, through, you know, swinging in the tops of trees, whatever, they've got it figured out. And my thing is, you know, it's, you know, everybody makes the joke, you know, Bigfoot hide and seek champion forever. But the truth is, I mean, honestly, yes, 100%. 100%. How good are they? Right? So, like, what, it, I agree with you. What do they know? What could we potentially find out from them? The problem is that there are a lot of people that are out there just to find it for fame. There are a lot of people that are out there to find it for malicious intent. Guys, there's no reason to walk into any type of paranormal investigating, UFOs, cryptids, or spirit investigations where you have malicious intent. There's no reason to do that. So just go out there and learn. That's all I gotta say.
I try to project like positivity. Whenever I'm hiking, I'm trying to let the things know that I'm just out here exploring. I mean no harm. That's why, like, me with the knife, they know that I'm not prepared to go to war out there. So, and I want them to know that I'm not going there to intrude, you know. And I know they could pick up on that because they can make you feel things. They can definitely read what you're feeling.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's crazy because I was listening to a podcast and this guy was talking about how Sasquatches can make you feel. They can. They exude this kind of energy that comes out of them, and it's just crazy to me the fact that it's almost like when you come in contact with spirits or UFOs or something like that, you just know there's something around and you're being watched, and it's that feeling. I think there is, you know, an extrasensory perception that comes from the Sasquatch, that where you just know, and it's almost like a mental connection at some point where you realize, hey, they're just watching, or hey, I need to get out of here, you know, that kind of thing. You just know. Yep. I believe there is some sort of extrasensory perception that allows them to psychically connect with us on a certain level.
For sure. They are just masters of this earth. Like, even us humans, you know, telepathy is a real thing. We know when we're being looked at, you know, sometimes deja vu, you think the same thing as your friend. Like, the brains are a beautiful thing, you know, and they have the true brain. Our pineal gland has been, you know, interrupted and poisoned by, you know, chemicals in our water, in the air, everything, in our food. We are what we eat, and we're eating tortured animals. It's at the end of the day, it's really sad to say. Like, I want to be the true human that, like, God even designed us to be. Yeah. And I feel like the government is holding us down with our information, and that's why it's so important just to even have these hard conversations. And, you know, religion, we need to really dive deep into it and stop just, you know, treading on the surface.
Yeah. 100%. So this has been phenomenal. I've really enjoyed, this has just been illuminating in a lot of different areas. You know, it started out as a cryptid episode, and we've somehow just gone all over the map. And you know what? There's a lot of truth in this. There's a lot of thought-provoking conversation. So we're gonna end it here. This has been intense because we could go on for a couple more hours. But guys, I want to say a huge thank you to Connor Flynn, aka Bigfoot Anonymous, for coming on to the episode and sitting down and talking with us about literally everything. This has been so illuminating. Connor, man, thank you for coming on.
Dude, I appreciate it so much. And yeah, we were so scattered all over the place, but I wouldn't have it any other way, because that's how it is. After the flood, Pangaea broke apart, you know, and there went all of our interests and beliefs and everything in every direction. And that's all we could do is cover ground, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Connor, if you could, my man, go ahead and throw out all of your social medias for everybody.
Bigfoot Anonymous on Instagram. I have a bunch of videos on YouTube. If you just search Bigfoot Anonymous or Eerie Swamps, they'll come up. It's a playlist of about 200 videos of me fishing, hiking, adventuring, speaking, telling ghost stories, interviewing people. It's just a bunch of random stuff. And then I have Twitter. It's Overlooked Youth. It was for my music page. I'm also a musician. I play guitar and make hip-hop music. And I'm just about creating, you know, telling stories and writing, you know. And my book is coming out soon, Eerie Swamps Road Trip to Eden. I'm very excited about that. And that's going to be the start of just something crazy. I already have about like 4 books written. I've been really busy this pandemic. And honestly, it's been a long time coming. Like I said, the dream journals, and always been a writer, you know, always been a creator. So it's finally just coming to fruition, finally like one project that gets my word out, gets the message out, and that will hopefully get the ball rolling, you know. And I'll be hopefully attending conventions and doing speeches and going on nighttime hikes with people. I'm just trying to find the truth and have a good time doing it. And
exactly.
I'm all about, you know, chopping it up, like we were saying before. The more people you meet, the more you can create, and just it goes places that you can never imagine.
Absolutely. So guys, go ahead, follow him on Instagram, find him on YouTube, go ahead, check him out on Twitter. He's got some really cool stuff that he's working on right now. You know, we talked about those books. I'm excited for him to come out. But guys, remember, when you're out there, when you're on Twitter, when you're on Instagram, when you're on Facebook, when you're on YouTube, whatever paranormal group that you find, whether it's UFOs, cryptids, or spirit encounters, guys, show love. Absolutely follow, subscribe, like, comment, all of that stuff. Everybody needs the love and support. Guys, I love you, and we'll talk to you next time on Sparks of the Paranormal.